בוקר טוב רבותיי, תראה איזה משלישים שבת קודש, יוד גימל באייר. Tomorrow, big surprise for breakfast people. Big surprise, yeah. Don't miss breakfast tomorrow. Well, I guess you can call it a Sephardi food. Unless you're Shmuel. Yeah. We're having Matzat Moshe Rabbeinu. Anyway, we could...
But she was not here, though.
I know. What's it? Chaval. Anyway, you said there. Maybe we'll save him a piece. So we are on page Pei Bet. Hasimcha shel bnei yeshivot. We did the first paragraph. Let's check this out. V'lachen, mi shezochel lilmod Torah, yismach harbe meod. Be very happy. U'bifrat bachurim shamtziyut me'afsheret lahem be'ofen tiv'i lismach harbe besimcha shel mitzvah. Yeah, people, especially if you are naturally... You know, you're happy. You're a happy person. So you have to be even happier. They have this chut. Rak yizaru mikalu da'at. Ki asimcha ritzuya hi zo shenobat mitoch erech pnimi. Vekama shenikar be'akara, he says, vekama sheyakir be'akara be'erech ha'gadol shen mi shezochel lilmod Torah. The more you understand, the more you realize the internal value and the internal zechut of being able to sit and learn. Kach yargish sameach bechol matzav sheyeh sharui bo. You'll be happy in any situation you are, even if you're not learning at the moment. My favorite, I told this to the shir yesterday. You know, we're in the middle of finals week. And finals week, you know, sedarim and shir and whatever. And whatever. But it's a good lesson for life, because not everything in life is always going to be as structured as yeshiva and seder and shir. And you know what I'm saying? Sometimes things are going to be all up in the air, and you're going to have to find a way to swim through that and structure it yourself. You know what I'm saying? And that comes from simcha, and comes from a calling. If you feel that you have a zechut, so you make it happen, even when the structure is a little bit more rafui. You know what I'm saying? You look to make the structure, as opposed to, yes, it's finals week, or yes, it's the summer, and therefore I don't have the structure, and therefore, hefker bedin hefker. No! Ela? You look to make it unhefker. You look to make it mesudar. He says, davar nosef zoche ben Torah. שיודע להעריך נכון את החיים. You value your life. מה מוסיף שמחה באמת ומה לא? Look at things. What really adds שמחה to your life and what doesn't? בן תורה יש לו זמן לחשוב, אבל מי שלא לומד תורה, אפילו משמח, הרי אינו יודע לשער נכון את השמחה שלו, ושם אינו שמח אלא הולל. בן תורה, one of the advantages of being a בן תורה is that you have time to think. You can make הבדלה in your mind. What really makes me happy? What's fake happiness? A person who's not a בן תורה, he might be happy, but he doesn't really know what's really making him happy, and he can't discern between happiness and frivolity. So take that opportunity to be mitbodid. And guess what? You could be mitbodid while you learn. They're not mutually exclusive. While you're learning, you can sit back and think, what is actually making me happy? And attach, you know, I would say, values to those things so that you know in the future going on.
Like, while you're learning, you should think about your
zechut
you have in learning.
Not only the zechut, but tap into what you feel while you're learning. Tap into what you feel while you're davening, while you're bedibuk chaverim. Try to savor that and understand, wow, this is real happiness. As opposed to, I just made a deal, I just made money, whatever. I'm comfortable, I went out for dinner, I'm happy. That then you gauge those different happinesses, and then you realize that there's a difference between them. You know what I'm saying? Hello, גם בעל חי יכולים לאלף אותו להיות שמח. Right, you can train an animal also to be happy. Okay, be happy, and he's jumping and wagging his tail and whatever. Does that mean the dog is happy?
No, it means
it's a dog. אבל מי שיש בו תורה יכול להתבונן על השמחה שאינה רק בגלל אמונה שכלית, אלא גם בהכרה. It's not just that what you know. You can realize, you can feel it. שמרגיש בליבו שאין ערך לשום שמחה בעולם לעומת מי שזוכה ללמוד תורה בהבנה טובה. There's no happiness in the world that can equate with a person who sits down and learns Torah la'amita and really feels that, ah, wow. And then it goes and spills over to every other facet of life, to your relationships, to your marriage, to your business. When you have that, can you imagine, even if a person who works, but if he's kovei aitim la Torah and he really, he he looks forward, book and va'ayiv, to what he's learning, it spills over to his business. I'm not even talking about doing business, you know, kama bin adam, no seven, no ten me'emunah. I'm talking about just really being happy and taking things with stride, and even if he lost money or didn't make the deal, whatever, but in the grand scheme of things, it's okay because I have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Different life. Yes? Uchlal ze ye biyedchem. Remember this rule. Adam tamid ye sameach. Ve'adif meshuga sameach me'asher normali atzuv. Says, whatever you do, be happy. It's better to be crazy and happy than to be normal and sad. He said it. עכשיו, אני במצב של חצי בן אדם. He was, this was, on the bottom it says, this was in, this שיחה was said in 1986. חמן ציון was very sick for the last few years of his life. תפשין ממבב? It's easy. Anyway. בואו. Anyway. Give me a challenge.
The year is the hardest month.
Yeah. What month? What year were you born? What year were you born? I've seen some Achalev. No, you just do it. I've seen Pedalit. Anyway, Bekitzer, Hamitzion was very sick. Besof Yamav. He had a stroke and he was in Bikisei Galgalim. Very, very not. So Chaim Tzion said that he referred to himself as Chatzi Ben Adam. Couldn't move, wasn't really functioning. אבל תלמיד חכם גדול שלמד פעם בישיבה סיפר לי על התקופה שלמד אצלי, אמר, דבר אחד למדתי מיד כשנכנסתי לשיעור, שמחה. וזה מה שקניתי, תמיד להיות שמח. He says, he got nachat, that a talmid came over to him. He says, Rabbi, I want you to know, if there's one thing that I learned the second that I walked into your shiur in Porat Yosef, he says, it's simcha. Be happy, no matter what. So Chaim Tzion was a happy person. Sameach, really smiled, is, you know, warm to people. It's important. Baruch Hashem, kol ha-talmidim ayu smechim. Afilu mi shelo imshich lilmod b'yeshiva, ufana nadarko, tamid sameach. Says, even those who didn't stay in yeshiva, didn't stay in learning, even if they went on their own, you know, respective ways, they were happy. Davar gadol. Just one more paragraph. לכן בחורי ישיבה יש להם לשמוח מאוד וילמדו תורה בשמחה ולא יעצבים אף פעם. Never be sad. ויתארו לעצמם אילו היו גדלים אצל הורים לא דתיים. מה היה יוצא מהם? He says, imagine you would grow up with parents who are not so religious and you wouldn't end up in yeshiva. And you'd be in, you know, Shmo would be in like Boston High or whatever. נכון? בר מינן. Shemishmor, yeah, or you know, you end up in North, all sorts of Gehinnom. Can you imagine what would have come at you? You'd be, you know, sitting on the bench over there in front of Everfresh, talking to shiktas. You know what I'm saying? Aval ma, shav asher b'charban, Hakadosh Baruch Hu natan lecha zchut. And guess what? What about people who ended up in yeshiva but their parents are not religious? Yesh gam kaelu. What about that? Tzeis Chaim Tzion. Says, ומי שהוריו לא שומרים תורה ומצוות, הוא בא ללמוד תורה, יחשוב לעצמו, איך סובבו מן השמיים שיחזור בתשובה. Ah! Says, let's say a person's parents are not religious, and he ended up coming to yeshiva. Says, wow, look what Hashem had to do in order to get me here. All the difficulties and the fights, and I'm here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the zchut. Can you imagine? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to start the galgal of tshuva through me. As the Gemara says, Torah mechazeret al achsaniyah shela. The Torah doesn't stay lost forever. Ki lo tishachach mipizaro, it comes back. So Hashem decided that my family, the Torah should come back with me. You see his perspective? It's Gishmak Amai says. He says, ולמשל, שפעם נקלע לאיזה מקום, ושם גילה את ערך התורה והמצוות, כי מצא אותו אדם שידע לדבר על ליבו ולכוון אותו, כמה יש לו לסמוך על כך שזכה לזה, let's say even a person himself, he was chozer b'tshuva, and then one time he, you know, when he was not religious, he met a person, he explained to him the beauty of Torah mitzvot, he invited me over for Shabbat, and then he decided, okay, I want to go to yeshiva. Wow. Can you imagine that wouldn't happen? Imagine you wouldn't be sitting in yeshiva right now. Where would you be? Probably, you know, an encampment in some college campus somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Huh? Yeah, being a shegetz or even worse. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. Rabbi Sai Koltuv.
It's crazy.